You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Last month, Santa Barbara-based Mission and State reported the story of a UCSB senior who believes an oil company pumping in the Santa Barbara Channel is using chemicals it shouldn't to extract the oil. The senior was fulfilling an internship requirement when he stumbled on a regulatory loophole. Reporter Natalie Chereau is the Mission and State reporter who told this student story, and she joins us now to explain what she learned and any follow-up information. Welcome, Natalie.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's start with the student. His name is Matthew Buggert, and he was doing research work when he discovered some permits and a loophole that could allow hydrochloric or hydrofluoric acid to be misused when drilling. Can you explain?
Hydrochloric acid and hydrofluoric acid is used to clean wells, and it's also used to extract oil in a process called acidization, which is somewhat similar to fracking. Matthew Buggert and the Environmental Defense Center think Venoco is using these chemicals to actually extract oil, but reporting to Dogger or the state regulators that they're actually just cleaning their wells.
So Venoco is the oil company based in Denver, I believe. So they write on their sheets that they're using this acid, but they're using it in quantities, the student figured out, that are far higher than it would take to just clean the drills, right?
Yes. One of the interesting things that the EDC found and other people found, through, including myself, through the story, that even just to clean a well, you have to use a large amount of hydrofluoric and hydrochloric acid.
So Matthew Buggert was able to find this information because it related to Platform Holly, which you can see in the channel from Goleta. It's the only platform that sits within California's borders. The rest are in international water, right?
They're in federal water. It's a lot easier to find out information about things that are happening in California than even in federal waters. In order for people to find out what was happening in all the rest of the rigs, the EDC and also separately journalists had to use freedom of information documents to find information about that.
So how did Venoco respond to these accusations?
Mostly like a no comment. I had asked them to comment and they said, ask Dogger, which was funny because I already got the Dogger documents, which was why I was asking. And Matt Ketterman at the Independent had also asked, and I had heard they gave him sort of similar answers. They're not really answering the question.
So where does it stand now? Nowhere?
Well, yes. The EDC has a claim. Venoco's not asking. I think the takeaway from this story wasn't necessarily just this rig, is that we have Dogger, which in February had asked the state and said, look, we can't even keep up with these new regulations with the current staff that we have to monitor all these new oil projects that are coming up. And so if Dogger had somehow had an oversight about this particular issue, that sounds to me, from other things that they have been saying about the amount of work that they have to do, it sounds pretty reasonable. I think the takeaway is that Dogger is pretty stretched thin, and it may not be hard for an oil company to do an acid job and make it look like a well cleaning.
Interesting. Well, reporter Natalie Chereau, the piece is a really great read, and I encourage people to head over to missionandstate.org to read the entire piece. It's called The Student Who Took on Venoco. Mission and State's Natalie Chereau, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.